Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Ranji, Amy Mark scores with you. We've talked a bit about the U.S. strikes on three Iranian nuclear facilities over the weekend, and joining us now to give some more insight into that situation and what it could mean moving forward is retired U.S. Army Lieutenant General Mark Hertling, also a St. Louis native, friend of the show. Mark, General Hertling, thank you for joining us today.
Hey, Amy, it is always good to be with you, even in troubling times. Happy to talk with you about this subject.
No, especially so, for sure, in your experience, wisdom regarding what we're seeing now with the conflict with Iran, the United States getting involved over the weekend. I guess, first of all, just your overview, your thoughts about what's happening right now.
Oh, wow. Well, first, I mean, it's always good to start with geography, Amy, and I hate to bore you with this, but let's talk about the nation that's involved, and that's Iran. Iran is about four times the size of Texas. It has a population of about 90 million plus people. It is a very diverse country in terms of a percentage of the population supports the religious extremists that are the current leaders, but a larger percent of the population supports a moderate government that is not in power and keeps getting pushed down. And then there's a sort of a great unwashed middle who are afraid to do anything. It's a large country. These facilities that were bombed over the weekend are right in the mountain ranges south of the capital city of Tehran, which is in the very northern part of the country near the Caspian Sea. And it was an interesting strike. It's something that the state of Israel and especially Prime Minister Netanyahu has been wanting to do probably for at least the last 15 years. And there have been various efforts to reduce the capability of Iran come up with a nuclear weapon. Iran says that they are using most of the uranium for civilian purposes, that is energy. But intelligence sources seem to indicate that they have desires beyond doing that and wanting to make a nuclear weapon. The last thing that I will say before getting off this particular subject is the leaders of the Iranian extremist government have said repeatedly that one of their nation's objectives is to destroy the state of Israel and to counter the great Satan, which is us. So there is an intent, I think, when you're a member of the Israeli government to say, hey, if there's a country out there that's looking to utterly destroy us, we've got to defend ourselves and deter their actions from doing the same thing that Hitler tried to do with the Jews during World War II. So that's kind of the background and the scenario. It's interesting. One last thing I'll mention, Amy, back when I was a young major 100 years ago, attending the Command and General Staff College in the School of Advanced Military Studies in Kansas, we did an exercise back in the mid-1980s against a fictional country that looked a lot like Iran. And what I will tell you from a military perspective, it is an extremely challenging nation to go to war with. So the actions this weekend of bombing a couple of sites that are deeply buried underground facilities was a pretty bold move. But there was the feeling that it was because of what's been happening between Israel and Iran the last 2 years since the October 7th attack against Israel, that this was the right time to do it. I'm not sure I'm in complete agreement with that, but that's what our politicians have decided to do.
So I want to talk more about that and the implications and, you know, maybe if there would have been a better time or you know, down that path. But I do want to go back to the beginning of this from the military perspective, because these planes took off from Missouri, from the Whiteman base, which is outside Kansas City. They flew right all the way there. They used Boeing bunker bombs. You know, they're made by the Boeing company. I don't think we know exactly what location they are made in. That might be classified or something. But so they fly all the way there. They do this and they just come right back. They refuel on the way, of course. Just from a logistics perspective, how does something like that even happen? It seems impossible that you would have pilots fly from the middle of the country all the way across that ocean, do that, and then come right back.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's a long trip, about 36 hours both ways, to include action in the middle where you're dropping bombs in a very precarious situation under what would be considered enemy territory. That's a long mission. But these folks who fly, the men and women who support those B-2 bombers and the men and women who fly them are pretty good at their job. They are part of the strategic triangle of bombers, submarines, and rockets that are part of our nuclear force. That's the triad. So they're very well trained. They are some of the very best of the best to fly that big honking piece of machinery. I've actually been in one of those B-2s when I was a brigadier general and we were getting an orientation. And it's fascinating that it, you know, the cockpit looks just like a regular airplane cockpit, but right behind there's a toilet and there's a microwave and a small kitchen and a place where one of the two people who are manning that aircraft can take a nap while the other one continues to fly. So it is a lot like an airline trip, but anytime you're talking about Air Force pilots doing their thing in combat, there's always a stress level that's pretty high. You know, these pilots don't have to wear I'll use the affectionate term of piddle packs, which are diapers when, like the fighter pilots do, yeah. But it's not a comfortable trip, that's for sure. But having said that, Chris, you also have to consider the submariners who also launched submarine-launched Tomahawk cruise missiles at the targets, and they are also part of a critically important force, also part of the nuclear triad, but in this case, they were launching, in both cases, conventional weapons.
General Hartline, and I don't know if you know this, and I feel silly asking the question in this way, but very much a civilian here.
Well, not as silly as I just felt saying the word piddle pat. So go ahead, Amy.
You prefaced it with affectionately. So I had read that the way these bunker busters were dropped or the way they targeted the nuclear sites was through some kind of like air shaft or ventilation shaft. And of course, having seen like Top Gun Maverick or even Star Wars, where it's some kind of shaft. Am I ridiculous in thinking that it really was something kind of like that, where you're hitting that weak point?
It was a lot like Top Gun Maverick, except tougher. And what I mean by that, recalling the movie, I think old Tom had to launch a missile at something that was buried but not deeply buried, and hit a target in a very unique place. Well, these bunker busters, or MOPs as they're called, maximum penetrators, are built to specifically go through either concrete or underground material, you know, rock formations, granite, things like that, for a distance of up to about 90 feet. So it will penetrate granite, concrete, to get to the point where it will eventually explode, but only after drilling through that hard target. That's even tougher than what Tom Cruise did in the movie. But there is also the requirement to not just hit one target, but it's the anticipated striking of a large facility that's basically buried under about 90 feet of granite with some reinforced concrete around it, and destroy things like centrifuges and uranium refinement capabilities. So, and oh, by the way, you don't know where they are. You have kind of an idea of what the facility looks like under that 90 feet of granite, but you're not 100% sure. That's why I think, you know, and again, I'm not an Air Force targeteer, but I think that's why they use the air shafts in order to get deeper penetration, but also ensure that they get inside of a facility. And you got to remember too that the warhead on these bombs, it's you know, to use the colloquial expression, it's enough to spill your coffee and then some. You know, it will explode larger than any kind of explosion most normal human beings ever get to see in either a movie or in real life.
So the president said that these facilities were completely obliterated. The word he used was obliterated. Is it possible to know that right now? And what is the likelihood that they are all obliterated and their capabilities are nothing at the moment?
Well, you know, Chris, it's a great question because, yes, you can tell that the bombs hit and there were effects from those bombs hitting. What we don't know is what was in the facilities, number one. And, yeah, whereas I don't think the president actually said the facilities were obliterated. I think the president said something like, we have obliterated their capabilities, mm-hmm. which is a whole different statement. You can say, hey, we dropped the bomb, we hit what we aimed at, it destroyed something underground, but we don't know the extent of that destruction, and we don't know if that destruction included the kinds of things we were going after, specifically the enriched uranium and the capability of further enriching it. So you can take a guess on that, but it takes something called BDA, bomb damage assessment, to get into the place or find intelligence about the place that will give you a better idea of exactly what was there and what destruction was caused. I would never use the term obliterated when we're talking about a military target. The president did. That's not part of the military lexicon. You either destroy it or you defeat it. Defeat meaning that you can't put it together real quickly after it's been broken. Destroying mean there's nothing left. I would not say that we have any indication of whether or not the target was destroyed or even defeated.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
General Hertling, when it comes to strategy, like you said, we have wait and see now what the response is after the U.S. took those actions over the weekend. But I wanted to ask you about the strategy, because when you are dealing with Iran, the regime in Iran, which, you know, chance their policy is death to America, their policy is death to Israel. As you mentioned, you know, that the great Satan, the countdown clock to killing Israel or defeating Israel. Death isn't necessarily a deterrent to a radical ideology, as the same way it was in the Cold War, where you had mutually assured destruction. How is the strategy when you are approaching a regime like Iran complicated by the fact that it's so ideological?
Well, you certainly have to factor that in, the ideology of the leaders of this extreme Shia cult of the Muslim faith. But what I'd also say is they also have a lot of things in their kit bag. And what I mean by that is, you know, the folks that work with Iran say they have three major elements to strike back. They have missiles, they have their militias throughout the Middle East, and they have terrorists throughout the world. I would add a whole lot more to that, having studied the Iranian military and their government. They also have the capability to do cyber attacks. They have the ability to strike at various locations, although that ability has been denigrated by the kinds of things that Israel has been doing to them over the last couple of weeks in terms of destroying their air force and their some of their missile launch systems, as well as decapitating some of their key leaders in their military and their government. But they still have the ability to fight back. And you also have to understand the context is they see what is happening to them right now as an existential threat, which means their existence is being threatened from others, the Israelis, the United States, and perhaps others within the region. So they're going to fight hard. The ideology of an extreme religious government is also something to be factored in. And there are certainly some who will, how do I want to put it, who will die for their country very easily and will say, I'm going to make myself a martyr, like I saw in Iraq with some of the extreme religious fanatics. But truthfully, in many cases, when it comes down to it, there's no human being on earth that really wants to die. There are some that will give up their lives, and there seems to be a lot more in some of these religious cults. But I think that factors in. But the more important part is what are the normal citizens in Iran doing right now? How are they persuading their government or influencing their government to do one thing or another? That's, you know, my take is most of the Iranians I have met who are not in the Iranian government, who are immigrants or have left their country, are really pretty good people and smart people, like every culture throughout the world. They're not all evil religious fanatics. So that's a consideration that you have to put into your context whenever you go to war.
Retired Lieutenant General Mark Hertling of the United States Army, as always, we appreciate you being with us, and we could talk another hour or so about this stuff, and it's, you know, it's all very interesting, and we thank you for giving us your time today.
You got it, Chris, and best to both of you, okay?
Thank you.
You too.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.